You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show.
Hello. AfterBuzz family. First thing I want to tell you is that Bing is for doing. Can we all say that together one more time?
Bing is for doing.
Thanks for joining us. This is the after show for the Real Housewives of New Jersey. And before I get into introducing my lovely panel of co-hosts, I want to remind you guys to make sure you check out iTunes. Make sure you tell everybody, your friends, your girlfriend,
your mama.
Your baby daddy. We want you to tell everybody, and we want you to make your comments. Subscribe. Subscribing to our show is 100% free. You don't have to pay a single thing. iTunes and YouTube. Make comments. We love when you make comments. We actually read them. We go back. Even when you make bad comments about us, we still like it.
I don't know about that one, but
I'm just saying, we love when you make comments.
We will get you right back.
We will hit you back. Tweet us. If you want to call in with some comments, we welcome that. The number to call in is 424-256-1729. And without further ado, I'm introducing my lovely panel to my left.
Adrian Vero. And across from me,
Giselle Ugardi, and I'm always live tweeting. You can tweet me at Giselle Ugardi.
Tweet her.
And I'm Susan Hahn, and you can also tweet me at It's Susan Hahn.
All right, and I'm Deanna Vaughn. You can tweet me at GoToGirlTV. Did anybody tweet? Did we tweet?
I tweeted.
Okay.
Giselle always tweets.
I retweeted her tweet.
Giselle is like the Twitter freaking queen, all right?
Seriously, she's on it without her.
I don't know.
Probably.
Okay, you guys, this episode, not only was this episode like just damn good, because basically it was a continuation of Jamie Larita's wedding in Chicago, but also, there's been so much like news and gossip, and the Housewives of New Jersey have been all over. Like, they've been in the magazines.
Everywhere. Yeah.
They've been on TV. Yes. So, this is some juice, y'all. This is juicier than Juicy Joe.
I appreciated all the. Yes. To add to the juice, I appreciated all the making out in this episode.
Yes.
Yeah. Did it make
both
you horny?
Same sex and, I mean,
make you horny,
I wouldn't go that far, but I appreciated it.
I appreciated it, yeah.
Wait, so who made out besides Richie and Kathy?
There's a and lot of... the couple, Rich and Jamie.
Yeah. Jamie and Rich.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, so you guys, let's dig in.
But Kathy and Rich, that was hot.
Let's dig. A lot of stuff to talk about today. We finally got to see the big wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie's wedding. It's in Chicago. Obviously, well, this episode, there was a little divide. So the Gorgas and the Wakilis, they were on the Jersey Shore.
Having their own little party.
Having their own little party, which looked like it was so much fun. Like, just so much fun. And then we had the Laritas, and then we had the Manzes, and the Judices. At the big, you know, wedding in Chicago. So I got to hear what everybody thinks about this episode, because it was, I hate using this word, but it was epic.
It was epic. I would rather
be at the Jersey Shore partying with those guys, because that looked like
AfterBuzz season finale at the Jersey Shore. Live? Anyone? I'm down.
I don't need a tan, so I don't know about that. But let's dig into this episode.
Well, it starts off with everyone getting ready in the
hotel. Everybody's getting ready at the hotel.
And that's kind of where, like, all the little drama ensues.
Drama ensues when that In Touch Weekly, Greg presents it to Caroline. And essentially, obviously, we don't have it here with us because this was, you know, filmed a year ago. But apparently, Teresa had the cover story on In Touch Weekly, and it was saying how she was afraid to be poor.
Right. And, but also, Teresa claims that she has no say in.
Did I?
She has no say in the title.
I'm not afraid to be poor. I'm not poor. I'm very rich and many other things.
I'm sorry. No, don't be.
Like what? What? No, I'm just kidding. Sorry, Susan.
No, I mean, Teresa just said that she's not, you know, the one that's responsible for the title of the magazines and what they print. So she's playing, you know, dumb about this whole thing.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I mean, and she's scared shitless of dogs, yet she has a dog
in
the cover.
Okay, right. And I'm going to say, to her defense, and, you know, I'm definitely not so much Team Teresa.
And you know? I am.
And I know you are.
And kind of annoyed me.
But what I thought was interesting is that everybody commented on that damn dog on the cover. It was a little, like,
because
it just golden retriever.
Yeah.
And everybody's
puppy?
Like, where did you get a dog? Where did this dog come from? I thought you're afraid of dogs. So now that tells us how, you know, In Touch Weekly or, you know, whatever, they put that dog in there to just kind of sweeten the,
well, I just
you
have
know,
to add
episode.
Because I'm such an animal activist and I love dogs, mm-hmm. that dogs are not props. You know what I mean?
Well, in this case, it was.
And that's what kind of pissed
well, that's
me
what
off.
It was. It was to make her more wholesome image.
I mean, I don't think any of them were harmed in the process.
No, they weren't harmed in the process, but
no.
Teresa should not. I mean, she used that dog. She
but
milked
it. Just,
it.
That's just like,
but
that
how
just
do we
shows,
know she knew about it?
Well, because she was
she let it in the picture. You know what I mean? Like, even
I don't think the dog was photoshopped or
no,
made, you know.
But
I mean,
at the same time, did she have a choice? Like, do we know that she had a choice about
having
a pooch in the picture?
I'm sure she could have said no.
She could have been like, I am terrified. I'm sorry. I'm terrified. I'm uncomfortable. I just, because that's how she was acting with the other dogs at Jamie's house.
True.
And I mean,
so
okay, the reason why she did this, the whole thing is for her that she's looking broke. I mean, the whole like message here is let's victimize Teresa. I'm sorry, but that's what this whole magazine was. So throwing the dog in there, it's
maybe
like,
they said bring the dog along and she took literally
makes her
instead
look
of bringing your husband.
There you go. There
puppies and babies are endearing to everyone.
Right,
so I think that was probably the whole gist
of
the magazine.
But bottom line, okay, so even the whole magazine getting thrown into this whole thing, do you guys, I mean, do you really think Greg happened upon this magazine? Like,
oh, hell no. He brought that up.
Yeah.
He brought that on the flight.
Oh, no. I'm thinking the producers. Like, I feel like
of
that
course,
was like,
Chris
you know.
Chris had it. Chris Loretto had it.
Yeah, Lorita.
Sorry,
and that's what I'm saying
it.
Is like, it just seems like.
And why the hell would he have an In Touch magazine with him? You know what I mean?
What
I
do you
know.
Mean, guys? Read that all the time. What I thought was interesting is that, you know, you have Teresa saying, I have no control over it. And then all of a sudden she's in her little confessional commentary and she's like, you know, the other women don't understand because
exactly.
they don't ask them to be on the cover.
Yes,
so, you know, so it's like, really, you don't have a say in what it's about, or you do? Because clearly she's profiting off of it. It's not the kind of thing where, you know, the magazine wants to make a story, so they pull any picture they can of Teresa. This is one where they invited Teresa in, they interviewed her personally, photographed her in their studio, and, you know, she knew at least some idea, I would imagine, what the article was going to be about or what they had to pull from.
Right.
So,
and even still, whatever, like, whatever it was, warn the people that might be in it. Say, listen, the thing is, she didn't even tell them that she did this article.
But she hasn't
she
done
never
that
does.
Before.
She never does.
Does.
Which is, that's my problem, is like, okay, at least tell these people, listen, this is what
she's
it is.
She's, like, ambushing them, you know?
Well, that's what
not,
it is.
Yeah.
If you're going to, if they're going to be in there in any way, which they are, then at least just
let
warn
them. Give them a heads up.
You know, I've always respected Teresa, but what I can't stand, and this goes for anybody, a Real Housewives or a real person or whatever, just don't play the victim. Don't play the victim.
She always plays the victim.
It's boring. It's dirty. It's just, it makes you look worse than you can ever make yourself look in public. And this whole victim thing needs to end with her.
But like,
immediately.
The victim thing kind of carries over to exactly what you brought up before, which is The View and her blog, which are huge things that I actually, I'm very much, not Team Melissa, I can't really say I guess I'm
yeah,
on a team
are.
Anymore. I am more leaning towards Melissa than Teresa.
Melissa and
But really though, I feel like Teresa, I don't know.
You're embarrassed to jump on the wagon, but you're there.
I mean, I definitely make it very known.
I would be too.
I make it very, no, I'm not embarrassed. I'm very known that Melissa, the things that Melissa does,
yeah.
I'm actually, I like applaud her for trying from what I see. But what I have to say is that watching Teresa on The View, which I'm not sure if the listeners have actually seen, or reading her blog, which is like 70 pages long, it seems.
Somebody has to be ghostwriting that blog because we know she's not doing it.
Right? It was really long. But you have to take that into consideration. And like when I read that, I actually almost kind of felt that like her victim that playing that, I kind of felt for her in that. It was. Did you guys read it? I mean, I don't have it with me, but basically I just feel like she, I kind of saw for once got to see her side of it and actually believe it.
You know what? Let me take that back. Let me take calling her a victim back because, well, no. Calling her playing a victim back because I think she kind of is a victim. She has this ass face husband that totally disrespects her the way he speaks to her.
And completely.
I think he's cheating on her. I mean, he doesn't pay attention to her. Why does he travel with lube? For real.
Let's talk about that. So let's talk about what you're referring to. So basically, there was a scene. They were all on this little party bus in the beginning. Everybody's family's on the bus. And then Joe starts making his little comments. He says to
her titties,
hey, Tree, your boobs are hanging out. And then she's just like, shut up.
And
tell everybody.
Then he calls her a whore.
Another,
what is it? Puttana?
Italian. Puttana. He calls her a whore, and then he's like, shut up, bitch. Now, I'm sorry, back up the bus. Why is he calling her a bitch?
Yeah.
I have a big
problem. And in public.
Yes!
Yeah.
Why is he calling her a bitch? I mean, in front of, like,
because he has no respect for her. And, you know, she's trying to wake him up in bed, and she's, you know, she's like a little girl on Christmas, and she's, like, excited, trying to wake him up, and he's like,
they don't have all the girls there.
Yeah, and he's just like, get away from me. And then she goes, well, why did you bring that? I'm sorry, but if I travel somewhere with my husband and that mofo brought some lube, I'll be like, what the front door is going on right
well,
now.
Well, not unless he's using it with you. Right.
But that's obviously, it wasn't on her. That's why she was like, what the hell is that?
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's
I agree.
Every time at this wedding they say love, we have to kiss. And he's like, you know, it's like, I mean, he just seems like he doesn't want to be there.
I agree.
And
you
had mentioned something earlier about with Italian families. It's like, I think it's better to save face than to kind of get out of the situation.
Yeah.
And she's kind of stuck. And I think Caroline mentioned earlier in the episode, she goes, you know, Joe Giudice could really honestly live in a cardboard box with a bottle of wine.
And his cigars.
And he's fine. So now he's feeling the pressure of his wife saying, you need to make more money. And
she's making a lot of money, but
in this dynamic of this relationship and in this culture, the men have the power and the men have the upper hand. But when a woman succeeds her husband, it's kind of, I don't know, how do you...
At this point, I think, you know, she claims Joe is her first and that they love each other forever,
I don't believe that.
Blah, 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 regardless. That's what she claims. And so I think at this point...
I give people the benefit of the doubt.
she has just been... I guess victimized isn't really the right word, but at this point, everybody wants their marriage to fail. They're waiting to, like, find him with another woman. You know, very hard evidence. They want to find him with another one. They want her to leave him. They want them to split up so badly, and they're scrutinized so much. So I feel like she's just taking it because she doesn't want that to happen. She doesn't want to prove everybody else right.
Well, not only that, but they got four kids. They've got four children.
Four girls.
Like, that's not an easy place to be in. Who wants to be a single parent with four kids? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's not an easy place to be in.
But also, who wants to damage these little girls into thinking that they can be treated that way?
Yeah, that's a good point, too.
And who knows if he ever did treat her well? I mean, you'd think that he must have, but if he doesn't have a good relationship with the family, then, you know, you have to wonder where did this all come from?
And I think she's definitely making excuses for him. She's like, you know, my husband has this weird, like, this sense of humor. That's not sense of humor.
That's
dumb shit that he says out of his mouth. That's not a sense of humor. That's just ignorance.
I think she just feels like she has to, you know, make excuses for him because otherwise if she doesn't, she looks like the dumb woman who's with this emotionally abusive.
She makes herself look like a dumb woman.
Right.
Because if she accepts it, then everybody else should accept it. That's what she's saying.
Exactly.
If I'm cool with it, then everybody else should
leave it alone.
Well, let's jump to the party on the Jersey Shore with the Waukeelis and the Gorgas. They seem to be having a lot more fun.
Yeah,
there wasn't
that's where I want to be.
Kathy looked great in that bikini.
Kathy
Girl has a nice little
Had a nice little donkey donkey.
Yeah.
Yes, she did.
And
oh, before what? We move mm-hmm. on, can we just go back to the wedding, getting ready? How Teresa's like, yeah, you look like a princess, you know, Kate Hudson. I mean,
she said,
Kate Hudson.
Kate bitch. Middleton. I know.
And then she says it again.
She said it twice.
I'm like,
she's so.
Didn't she say, like, heckle and jide?
Yeah. Well, I was like, jide and hide?
You know what? I actually wrote that down.
Okay,
we're going to jump back and
forth. Teresa-isms sure. are coming up.
I like that. Teresa-isms. But yeah, let's jump over to the Jersey Shore party. So, Jersey Shore party, they were having a lot of fun. They were like, you know, Melissa's sisters were there. And it was just genuinely, I don't know. How do you guys feel? I think that, like, when the two parties are separated, it's just so different.
It is.
It's different.
You know what I mean? Like, there's no tension. And I really felt for Joe Gorga because he, like, you know, was really, like, you know.
Okay, I'm going to have to interject here.
Okay, interject.
Well, Joe was, you know, in his party, he's just partying it up, you know, and then Richie pulls him over and says, hey, can we go have a talk with, can we have a talk outside?
So placed right there. Guys, don't talk about that.
I mean, place it. Richie's the one who brings it up and is like, oh, so did your sister ever write back? Blah, blah, blah. Why don't you text it while I'm here? So there's evidence, there's proof that I've seen it. It's just like, I mean, everyone is so involved in Joe and Teresa's relationship, and that's great. I know that they're family and they care, but there's a time and place, you know what I mean? And I understand that she's not with her girls, but she's in a wedding. And I don't know about what you guys do at weddings, but I don't try to, like, smash some drama between me and my brother at a wedding. I'm just trying to have a good time.
What I will say is that there's a, like, there's a very, you know, huge a distinction between the way that the women handle things and the way that the men handle things.
Well,
whether it's, you know, scripted or placed or not.
I say the men are winning right now.
Right. But regardless, like, you know, I keep saying over and over, I don't understand why they keep on bringing up things in a public place. Although the cameras are really ever around, you know, if it's a public meeting or an arranged meeting. But what I have to say is you have to notice, he didn't bring it up in the middle of the party in front of everyone. He brought Joe out of the party.
Right.
And brought it up quietly, didn't create drama, just, like, was checking in on his friend in the most authentic way possible that you can on a reality show.
Yeah, but is that really the time and place to check on his friend?
No, of course not. But it's a reality show.
But, yeah, I mean,
but it has to do it for camera.
But it's getting to the point where it's like, okay, so what's strategically placed and what's not? It's
right.
Like, I know it's
for the cameras,
but. Well, is Rich
going to call up Joe on the phone and be like, hey, I just want to.
But that just makes Rich look like a little chump, though. It's like, you're a man. Like, why are you, like, so, why don't you just have a good time and talk about it tomorrow over breakfast? And
because
you know what I mean?
Like, right, because it's relevant. It's like TV. It's
and
like,
the alcohol's
that's how you
flowing.
Know.
But you know, because guys are not supposed to gossip. Guys are not supposed to be in each other's, you know, business like that.
Well, speaking of alcohol flowing, do you guys think you can buy some Malibu rum on Amazon.com?
Yes,
because they were pouring that at the party on the
really
Jersey
good.
Shore. They had that
big thing.
They had this huge container that they were just pouring in the Malibu rum.
Well, Malibu pineapple.
I know. Mm. Well, what I want to tell you after buzzers is that there's this great affiliate program with Amazon.com, and what we're asking you to do, if you already shop on Amazon.com, so if you shop for cookbooks, magazines, bras, alcohol, makeup, whatever it
can
may
be. Can you find a bra on Amazon?
You know what? I have searched for my 32 triple D apps.
Oh.
Wow. Okay.
Was that too much information?
No, never.
Not
on the show.
If any of you after buzzers want to get me a gift on Amazon.com.
Lubricants.
Not lubricants. It's personal.
Lubricate your boobs to fit into the bra.
You can purchase I'm a 32 triple D. I don't look like it.
Is it triple or double? Keep it.
Triple,
which
bitch.
Which one is it?
It's
which
triple.
One is it?
It's triple.
Stop getting heated.
Anyway, let me finish. Okay, just please. No, you cannot motorboat me, Susan Hahn. But there's this great
maybe
new
afterwards.
There's
I love keeping you guys.
So make all your purchases. Basically, what we're asking you to do is go to AfterBuzzTV.com, and there's this cool little banner for Amazon affiliate program, and you click on that.
Do we get a kickback?
We get a kickback. We get a kickback.
Little
kickback. And actually, what it does, it helps us. It keeps the lights on. It helps us bring more shows to you. It helps, you know, with the earphones and the makeup and Marissa and the lighting and the engineers. It helps keeps us going. So we just ask that if you regularly shop on Amazon.com, shop through AfterBuzzTV.com and click on the Amazon
banner. That's all.
That's all.
Thank you.
And buy me a bra.
Okay. That's not creepy.
You can send it to the studios. Anyway, all right. So back to the juicy drama from The Housewives. So we were talking about Joe and Richie, how he took him outside.
Yeah.
You know, I agree with you, Giselle. I think the men definitely handle things in a different way, and they exercise a certain amount of respect that the women just don't do.
Do. Mm-hmm.
And I
because what are they going to do? Are they going to arrange a meeting and smoke cigars together and talk about that? You know, I think if they're going to bring it up, it's probably going to be most likely when alcohol is flowing and they like don't have, you know, any sort of reservation to talk about it.
Right.
And if anything, they're going to do it not in front of the entire world because they know better, even though, let's face it, Joe is a drama queen.
Right.
Well, I think that just shows, too, a lot of this episode was very much planned. I mean, we have the wedding, first of all, that was obviously there. We have the
In Touch.
The In Touch magazine was obviously played. I mean, come on. Like, that was, you know, that was for this episode.
To pick up a copy.
Melissa's song happened to be playing. Right. They played it, you know, the rock star, which we've never heard before. You know, that was like the, you know, the premiere of that. So I think there's a lot of things. They're all on board with that. They know that that's how the show runs.
Did you guys notice how moody Lauren was?
She was a little moody.
She was super moody. She was really moody.
A little bit.
I think she even made a comment like, "I'm not on my period, so I'm not moody." And everyone's like, "But you are moody."
Yeah. Well, she's dieting. Like, they're talking about the wedding.
Which made her think about her and Vito.
But she's like nagging to Vito like, don't drink too much wine or don't pour too much.
She needs to make sure she hangs on to Vito because he seems like he's a great catch. And I feel like right now she's not as confident as she could be.
Yeah,
she's not a little naggy, nitpicky. She needs to watch out for that.
But like, her sense of humor is a little dry too. You know what I mean? Like when she comes out with those things, like it's not necessarily her being like a Debbie Downer. It's her being like, that's her way of being funny.
And she got it from her mama.
Yeah, for sure.
She got it from her mama.
Supposedly they're very happy. She tweets pictures of them like
her and Vito
all together. Oh, okay. Yeah, well, all the time. Good. Yeah.
Okay, so can we talk about Blackwater? And I know you've been following Blackwater on Twitter, but Chris Lurita made an announcement that now Blackwater, like, they got some new investor with a winery or whatever. Yeah, and he basically just put it out there to everybody on the bus that, hey, we're going to have to make a trip to Napa. And, of course, Jacqueline was like, what the hell is Chris thinking? Like, why is he inviting everybody? He knows what the feuds are. Like, what do you guys think about that?
I think Chris genuinely likes Joe. And that's, like, his homie. And it's...
They all like Joe Judice. Yeah. He is their source of entertainment.
Yeah.
And do you think they laugh at him or with him?
Both.
I mean...
Both. At when he's doing the splits. Both when he's making fun of someone and they're too, like, chicken to say it themselves.
Right.
Okay. I mean, he's entertaining.
They, like, almost can't wait. Like, did you hear him?
Yeah, they're like, no, just say it. Just say the comment.
And that was a dig at poor Lauren. She knew it was coming. That's why she said it. And that's why you gotta feel bad for her sometimes because she already knows. Like, there's how many people watching you in that? And they're, like, making fun of her looking like the woman from Titanic. I think it was Kathy Bates' part in Titanic. Who was, like... Obviously, the overweight woman. That's who it was. Unsinkable
ship or something. That's
like that. Yes.
I didn't get that until the second
she said, don't tell me I'm so-and-so. I was like, I already know that's what she's talking about. And then finally.
I love Kathy Bates. Misery. Hello.
Oh, I know.
But do you want to be compared to her?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Exactly. So that's why, like, poor Lauren, like, she already knows it's coming. That's why she tries to be funny and say something up front. And then she just.
You guys, we should have worn hats today.
I know.
Or little bikinis and wraps.
We'll bring you some fun stuff, you guys, soon. We promise.
We can say something in a British accent if you guys like.
Oh yeah, do we want
for a little homage?
Oh wait, how did you guys like? All right, when it came time for Teresa to do her accent, I don't know. I can't do it. I'm like, bitch, just try.
And I know.
I don't think she can do it either.
She didn't. She basically didn't do it.
Everybody was going around with a cute little British accent. Do I want to go around with a cute little British accent? You start.
No, I don't want to start.
Oh,
you start.
Let's just have it organically.
Yeah.
You know?
Amazing gossip.
Hello.
Oh my God.
I don't even know what I was saying. Isn't that Irish?
I don't know.
Anyway.
What's next?
Cheerio.
This is a fail.
She's so much better when she's playing Von Kwee Kwee, but she can't do the British.
Did you say Von Quickwe? Is that supposed to be ghetto?
Von Quickwe.
Marissa, help us!
Marissa, help us! Marissa, you got a little British accent for us.
I'm too busy laughing back here.
Oh, you're too busy laughing.
It's a ghetto.
But that was in the ghetto. Raphael de la ghetto.
On with the wedding.
Oh my God.
Homosexuals.
Boston.
Ladies.
Boston Tea Party.
Ladies, can we talk about that wedding?
It was
gorgeous. It was absolutely beautiful.
I agree.
I thought it was corny.
You thought it was corny?
No, I'm just like, that's just not, I mean, I look at a wedding, whether it's gay or not, as like, I compare it to what I would do, of course. I mean,
what would Adrian do? I think
and
that was Australian.
I'm just not. Yeah. What was that, really? That's okay. We can just throw in everything. Indian accent? Indian?
I can't do Indian.
No.
Sorry.
Indian. No, but
the
I don't
Chicago
know.
Accent.
Chi-town.
Yeah, what do we think about the wedding? I thought it was just, I love Caroline's speech. Like,
her speech was all right.
I love Jake.
Honestly, I wasn't in tears.
Really? I thought that was more of like a post-wedding at the reception toast to the groom.
Yeah.
Really?
Is it groom and groom or bride and groom? Groom and groom?
Groom and groom.
Groom and groom.
I liked her analogy about moving mountains. I thought that was just really, it was nice considering they're a gay couple and what they've gone through and when he came out. So that's what I really liked about it. I thought it was kind of inspiring.
I think what I got out of it too was that it was a genuine, you could see like their true, I really did feel like that was, that their relationship was genuine, like the two of them. But I think the actual, like the wedding itself and the way it was, what did we say, the horse-drawn carriage, whatever. Yeah. That's not my style. So I was like, and then they let the lantern.
It was what they wanted.
Exactly.
It was why it was okay.
It was genuinely them.
And that's why it was cool, because it was authentic to, it was like genuine to them. For me, I was just like, I mean, I wouldn't want that. But
I did love Jamie's different shades of purple, because he was sweating his balls off. I was like,
but you know
he
what?
He was having a great time.
Yeah, I was like, but maybe you should take your shirt off.
Did it annoy you guys, the fact that there's 11 brothers and sisters and only two of them were at the wedding?
Yes.
Like, what is that?
Okay, that's like such a good point, though.
I get it that like it's in Chicago. I get it that maybe not everybody can travel.
That's not it.
I get that maybe not everyone can travel, or the I don't know, but I found it a little odd that out of 11 brothers and sisters, only two were present.
100%. I feel like it was because it was televised. Like 100%. Like that family, like Dina was already on that and removed herself. You can imagine the rest of the family is the same way.
But why not attend and just have your face blurred out or refuse to be on camera? Like that's your brother's wedding.
I agree.
No, because I think that brother's wedding was for TV.
Right.
He could have done it not on television, but he did it because it can only benefit him. It's on TV. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, he's already, that's what it was. In my opinion, I feel like that's what it was.
And one thing that, you know, that I mentioned last week is that you never know what prompted them to do the wedding. Was it strictly for TV? Because if they've been together for that long and he already considered himself to be a wife, did they perhaps already have like their own little celebratory wedding before?
I'm sure they did.
And then this was just for the sake of signing the paper.
Do we think they got paid for it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. That was absolutely a Bravo wedding. That wasn't a Jamie
It was
and
planned too. And
with Rosie, hand in hand with the Rosie confession.
Yeah. It took two episodes and it just happened to fall on Pride Week.
Right. Exactly,
good
that
point.
Too.
Good point.
No, that's why it was definitely planned out, and that's why
toot,
I feel.
beep beep. Sorry, I had to do that.
No, I just feel like it was 100% planned, and you know, and they agreed to do it. Which
not
is,
that it wasn't authentic,
right?
That not that the motions were not real.
No,
it totally was.
It was.
I loved his partner, like what he said. You know, you asked me why I wake up with a smile on my face. And I was just like, oh my God, am I gonna have that? Oh my God. Sorry.
Well, cheers to the groom and groom.
Cheers to the groom and groom.
Hello
from AfterBuzz.
From AfterBuzz TV.
Also, before I forget, it is Nicholas Larita's third birthday today.
Oh, cute.
A little one.
Happy birthday.
Like, who's that?
I'm pretty sure. I don't know. Well, Ashley tweeted,
happy birthday.
I thought it was a fire alarm. I'm like, bye.
Bitch, I'm out of here.
Ashley tweeted happy third birthday to my little brother, so I can only assume that it's Jack.
Oh, yeah.
Nicholas.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Cute.
Who, by the way, Ashley says that she's going to stop by this season. Hopefully she does. If you're watching,
get in here, girl.
Tweet her and tell her to stop by after Buzz this season, because she's in Santa Monica now.
And hopefully Kelly Osbourne will be dropping by as well. I've been working on her, because she's a huge super fan of the show.
Yay.
So we're working on her. Okay. Any other highlights from the wedding from Chicago that you guys want to talk about? What else?
Oh, Jacqueline is getting on my nerves.
Oh. Yeah, she's getting on my nerves. She needs to choose a team. She needs to choose a
stop. Or being, she just needs to be real.
Stop being Switzerland.
Like, you don't need to, like, you don't even need to choose a team, but at least, like, speak your mind and what's actually going on. Mm-hmm. Don't do the fake smile on the tennis court looking back and forth. Like, speak your mind. You're allowed to talk about somebody without, you know, talking behind their back. You know what I mean? Like, if you'll say it to their face, it's not you being a jerk or being two-faced.
Right.
As long as you're picking, you know, I don't know, just stating her own and opinion her thing, and stating the truth.
You know, when Teresa's like, well, you know, I don't live in the past. She's like, just be like, you do live in the past. Or how do you,
well, you know,
why do you think you don't live in the past? She's so, you know what I mean? Just
she's meek.
Get it out.
Here's the deal. I somewhat agree with you guys. At the same time, I can understand the position she's in. She's married to...
But she's enabling her.
She's married to Chris Lorita, mm-hmm. who is Caroline's brother. Mm-hmm. And then she's trying to have a friendship with Teresa, who we all know, Teresa and Caroline, oil and water right now. So she's kind of like, you know, monkey in
but
the middle.
But you can be the voice of reason without having to pick a side.
Absolutely.
You know, like, you can make an observation.
I agree with you, but I can understand the pressure that she's probably feeling. That's all I'm saying.
Her being honest with Teresa is not going to make her love Caroline less and vice versa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, she just needs to call whoever out on whatever bullshit that they're throwing, whether it's your sister-in-law or whether it's Teresa.
It's funny, though, because, like, I am annoyed with Jacqueline, too, but you can tell with these two women, loyalty is huge. I mean, if you're gonna diss or not agree with Teresa, she likes you out. And, like, Caroline, well, look what, same thing. Mm-hmm. Right. So that's why I do see why she's doing it, but it's, like, it's so frustrating to watch.
It is very frustrating.
You know?
And it's a little catty.
It's almost like you're just as bad.
Yeah, it's like, who said enabling? Someone said enabling.
I said enabling.
Yeah, she's enabling.
Yeah, she's enabling her.
I mean, and can we talk about my favorite comment from Caroline from this whole episode?
Oh, my God, yes.
Teresa, shut up. Just shut up.
You and your hat.
You and your hat. Just shut up. I love that because she was so true because she read the article. Teresa didn't have the, you know, courtesy to say anything about that article, knowing that it was out there, you know, not who knows if she knew how it was going to be twisted or told, but she knew it was out there.
Right.
So the least she could have done is say, hey, I'm just giving you a heads up, you know.
Right.
This is going to come out in Touch Weekly. She didn't have the nerve to do that yet. You're at her brother's wedding. You know? Yeah. So I love that she's like, just shut up. I don't care about your hat, just shut up. And then they're in this enclosed environment, so she couldn't get away from her, you know, and she was literally trying to make small talk. Caroline, that hat looks great on you. Yeah. Like, well, really? Shut up, it. You know, like,
a couple of things.
But in Teresa's mind, though, she thinks that everything's kind of squashed.
That everything is okay.
Yeah. In her mind, she thinks that
she's living on her own island.
Well, but Caroline's never expressed that she's also angry on top of the whole cookbook thing, this whole Dina thing. So Teresa is just fighting blindside right now. She's just like, all right,
I don't think it's completely blindside.
I think in Teresa's defense, it's like, you know, anytime any of them are on the cover of a magazine or even included in a magazine, it's never just one. They always talk about each and every single one of them. So in Teresa's defense, it's not like, well, like every time she's in a magazine, is she going to talk to them? Also, we don't know when the magazine is from. For all we know, it came out that day. For all we know, the producers happened to pick it up and it was, you know, not even due to come out for two more weeks.
I agree. Right.
And also, Teresa's not going to mention it because she, in her mind, did nothing wrong. So why should she bring it up and all of a sudden be defensive before something?
I agree.
Or in which case, the last time she brought up, you know, whatever afterwards and they, you know, put her down for doing that too.
Right. I mean, as a grown-ass woman, you don't need to give your friends a play-by-play of what you're doing in your life. I understand that they were brought up, these, you know, her friends and her cousins, but I mean, in Teresa's mind, she's not saying anything wrong. I agree with you.
In Teresa's mind, she's not putting anyone down. She's not lying. Mm-hmm. She's not. So for her to be like, oh, by the way, I have talked about you guys. Well, when would they want to interview her where they wouldn't talk about anybody else?
Yeah,
exactly. I agree.
But even still, what was even. We were trying to figure out what was even said. It wasn't even something that was that insulting.
It was,
right?
it was her saying, I'm scared to be broke. And she's claiming that they're not supporting her. That they're kind of outing her because she's broke now or she's poor.
Like they're saying, oh, so Teresa, what are you doing going to the mall? Oh,
exactly.
Teresa, you just bought something new.
Exactly.
That's what it was about.
Mm-hmm. Well, they were. They do.
Remember last season when Teresa invited them all to her cabin? She always has a new Fendi and the new Gucci. It's like, worry about your diet, worry about yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And the last season, they all went over to Teresa's cabin, and it was Christmas time, remember? Yeah. And they couldn't afford gifts. And Teresa still went and, like, bought all the girls gifts and bought Joe something nice. And I remember, I'm pretty sure I remember Caroline distinctly and also Melissa. And they're like, I don't understand going on. And at the same time, it's like, it's not really your business.
Exactly. I'm sure she cut down on what she had to cut down. And then for the girls, you know, I mean, growing up, my parents, we've been through ups and downs. But I mean, my parents claimed bankruptcy at one point. But I never knew that we were bankrupt because everything stayed the same for my brother and I. We still always have food on the table. They were always there next to us. They loved us so much. I didn't realize that we were bankrupt. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can't scrutinize her for getting presents on Christmas for four little children. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's one thing to be concerned if they want to support her, but they were simply concerned because they wanted to know her business.
Exactly. I agree with you on that.
It's hard to tell with that one. And normally I'm not defensive of, or I don't defend Teresa.
You're not.
But in this case, I can't help but to like see things from her perspective.
Yeah. Oh, you need to read this. You need to read her blog and you need to watch The View. I'm telling you.
Like, okay. Ooh, it's juicy. Now, can we talk about therapy? Can we talk about that? We kind of glossed over it, but can we really talk about it? Because, I wrote it down. So Teresa had a quote. She said, "I didn't do anything wrong. Why do I need to go to therapy?" And
by the way, it was slurred a little bit. I just want to point that out. I don't know if you guys noticed or not. I don't know if that was planted or if it was authentic, but there was alcohol involved.
But like, my thing is, like, why is there this stigma associated with therapy? I get it. I get it from a cultural perspective because Black people too don't like going to therapy. Like, you know, you don't want to tell people your business. But like, I think what struck me about that comment, she says, "I didn't do anything wrong."
She's stubborn and doesn't want to accept responsibility.
As if going to therapy is like a bad, like it's a consequence for doing something wrong.
I think that whatever Joe is communicating to Richie, Joe needs to communicate that with Teresa and says, you know what, if it, the reason I do want to go to therapy is because I want to fix us. And if it's me, then I want to fix me. So he needs to communicate that to Teresa. And then Teresa will be like, okay,
but
I get
Teresa's
it.
But Teresa's not even responding though.
Right, but he's sending her via text. And you know what, some major shit went down between them, obviously, because there's so much hurt and drama and there's so much going on that she refuses. She's like, no, because I didn't do anything. We don't know what happened. We don't know what happened. My whole thing with this is I think that, again, that he abandoned Teresa and went to, you know, his wife, which is fine. But I think he doesn't know the balance between kind of balancing out the women in his life.
I at least liked how Richie brought up the, you know, the other alternative, which is, you know, if you don't want to look at his therapy, then don't look at his therapy. Then find an outside person who's like, objective person.
It's still the same thing.
To be able to mediate the same thing. Which is the same thing, but it doesn't have the word therapy.
Exactly. But with Teresa, you need to really break down in verbiage and let her know, because she's getting texts, and texts are what? Like maybe like 3-4 sentences long.
I get it, but at the same time, he's making an effort. He's making an honest effort to like try and reach out to her and try to like, you know, fix a wrong. And meanwhile, she's just like, well, he should go to therapy with his wife. It doesn't need to be with me. No, it needs to be with you. Because the issue is with her brother.
I agree on that.
I was in therapy for 2 years. Like, I think it's a great thing. Obviously everybody has their own opinion, but like, it's literally just talking to a neutral party.
No, I agree with that. You know? But you know what? Be the change that you want to see. If you really want to fix this and you really want to go to therapy, then call her up.
You want to see.
Do you know what I mean? Call her up. Do her telephone. It's like, oh, I sent her a text. Anybody could send text. I think we talked about this before.
Yeah.
You really care? Then pick up the damn phone or drive to her house. Yes. It's not like you don't know where she lives. You guys are family.
Yeah. I just think Teresa's not feeling it, too, because I feel like this came out, like, now. Like, okay, they've had issues for how many years? You know, I think Teresa's also like, all right, these guys came onto my show. Now they're saying they want therapy. I look like the weak person. Like, I think Teresa in her head is kind of thinking, why should I now back down and give in to this now?
Yeah.
Like, when they brought it up, like, they look like the good guys. Like, we're trying to solve stuff.
Yeah.
You know, we need therapy. Like, I'm willing to put effort in. And then she looks like the bad guy now. She feels like, no, I don't want this. Like, I don't want this.
I agree.
What did she say when she was on The View? Or what's been...
Well, you know what? We're going to get to that after a commercial.
Oh.
Hey, guys. What's happening? We are the America's Best Dance Crew ABDC After Show, coming to you guys. We watch the show every week just like you, and we go every Friday to the set to interview and talk to the crews behind the scenes and let you know what is happening behind the scenes.
Hey guys, I'm AJ Gibson here with my lovely co-host. I'll let you introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Kaori Take.
Hi, I'm Kira Bente.
And we cover America's Got Talent every single Monday night for AfterBuzz TV. We're not exactly judges, but we have no problem judging.
We're crass enough.
Yeah, we are crass. We're definitely crass. We're not shy at all. So you guys, check us out every Monday, 9 o'clock. Like us on iTunes. Let us know what you guys think. And we'll keep doing this for you every single week. We love you guys. We're here for you.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
What? We are back. So for this particular episode, like I said in the very beginning, there's so much news and gossip going on. And this week, Teresa, Melissa, and Kathy were actually on The View. And
Last week.
And we actually have a couple clips that I hope that we can share with you about that. And just so you know, they tape their segment separately. Things got so heated between the three of them that Teresa refused to film her View segment with Kathy and Melissa. Mm-hmm. So they were separate. Huh. So Teresa's was first, and then Kathy and Melissa's were second. So a lot of interesting stuff. And what I didn't realize, well, maybe we'll see a little bit in the clip, but I'll just bring to light. Teresa made a comment that she has not seen or spoken to Kathy or Melissa since the reunion in September. Which, of course, we wouldn't know that from seeing the episode because we haven't seen that yet.
They shot the reunion in September?
Yes.
Wow.
So that's a really long time.
Yeah, I thought that they filmed the reunions after they've all watched it, but have they, I guess, seen all the episodes then? Or how does that...
I don't know, but September's a long time. We're looking at, you know, almost a year, but she has not seen them. That's how, like, deep this rift has gone. Huh. So that's something that we don't see. Oh, here we go. Hopefully we can play a little bit for you guys.
With family people, it's just heartbreaking to see this stuff going on with family. But in our green room back there is Melissa and your sister-in-law Kathy. Kathy's your cousin, but you have not spoken to them or seen them since the reunion took place in September. Am I correct?
Correct.
So you refuse to be on the show with them in the same room. Why?
You know, refuse is a harsh word.
Yeah.
And we have family issues that we need to resolve. And I didn't think today was the appropriate time, mm-hmm. you know, in front of an audience, and it to be done in just a few minutes.
But you do everything in front of an audience.
All of this family feud is in front of an audience.
There may not be enough time, is that what you're saying, to, like, hash it out
well,
completely?
Well, I haven't seen them, so I didn't think today was the appropriate time in front of, you know, I mean, there's things, to me, family is the most important thing, and there's things that we need to discuss and go over, and, you know, it's like I've been watching the show week after week and seeing what my family is saying about me.
It's
hurtful.
This year has been hurtful, probably from all of your perspectives. You're fighting with your brother, which you guys have only each other.
That I'm fighting with him. I mean, you have to watch the, you know.
You're not in a good place with him, right? You're not in a good place with your sister-in-law, as we just saw. And then the other two, there are two other housewives on the show that you're not getting along with either. So what do you think is really going on? Because some people would say, well, if I'm doing the math, it's you. But you seem like you have good intentions.
Yeah, I mean, you have to really, you know, watch the show. Right. And, you know, I'm not out to be, you know, I'm not fighting with anyone. Here, I'm watching the show week after week, and I'm seeing what my family and my friends are saying about me. And it's just, like, hurtful to me.
Well, why do they all say that? For instance, since the show started, you've written 3 best-selling cookbooks. You placed 5th on Celebrity Apprentice, and you've been on numerous magazine covers. Now, friends are saying that you have changed and that fame has gone to your head. What do you say about that?
Yeah, I mean, I just, after what you're seeing right now in The Housewives taped a year ago, like last summer. Mm-hmm. So after taping Housewives, I went on Celebrity Apprentice, which that was absolutely amazing. I was able to raise awareness for my charity, which is NephCure Foundation, mm-hmm. which is a rare kidney disease. And you know what? Being on Celebrity Apprentice, there's children out there that are suffering. And to me, that's what's important. I mean, I have 4 healthy daughters. I have an amazing husband. And I want, like, all this drama is nonsense.
So do you think they're just jealous of what...
you've become famous, and in part because of this drama, the feuding, your brother who should choose you over his wife. That's
he
part of the turmoil.
He should never choose me over
okay, but
his wife.
Let me go. So next year, you want to continue to be in front of the camera. You want to continue to make the money. And so I assume you have to keep arguing, but you also have to do next season, right?
We could do next season, but in a happy light. It doesn't
but you're
have
not going
to
do next
we'll
season.
We'll never be on the air if it's in a happy
right.
light.
We know that.
Well, I mean, everyone has to understand, like, I signed up for a show to be on with my family, and I mean, with friends and family. I mean, friends and strangers.
Okay, are you doing the next show?
Never.
I don't think you're going to resign from
this. Well, none of us have been asked back yet.
Really?
Yes, I mean, because the show has only been out a few weeks. Uh-huh. And another thing that I don't know if everyone knows is that my family came on the show behind my back.
But you will sign again if they ask you.
We'll see. Yeah.
Well, what do you mean they came on this show?
Not this show.
I'm not. I don't want to quit the show. I mean, okay. The thing is, my thing is, I want to be happy. Like, I have four beautiful daughters and amazing.
All right. Yay. So we just wanted to share a little bit of that with you guys.
Her ass. She looks really good.
I mean,
she looked real classy.
Yeah, she looks really pretty.
Well,
she looks great.
I'm going to continue the rest of this. So what happens at the very end is that Whoopi actually asks her. She says, you know, if things don't get better, would you actually leave the show? Mm-hmm. And she dodged the question a little bit. And Barbara came back and said, you didn't answer the question. Mm-hmm. If things don't get better.
You can't mess with Barbara. You got to answer her
Barbara
question.
Wawa. If things don't get better, would you actually leave the show? And she said no, you know, because yeah. we just heard her say how she claimed that Kathy and
Melissa.
Kathy and Melissa came on the show behind her back, and I don't think we have enough time, but in their segment, they talked about how, basically, they asked him right off the bat, is this true? And they said no. They said, we got a phone call about the show on a Friday, and Sunday, I called Teresa. So, somebody's not telling the truth right here, you know?
And in this situation, I actually do think that Melissa and Kathy knew it was going to upset Teresa. Teresa already had the show. Mm-hmm. This is when I'm actually on Team Teresa right now, because I actually mm-hmm. can see why they wouldn't want to tell her. It would upset her. Mm-hmm. They're not going to try to get her going. She's probably not going to want them on the mm-hmm. show. She might have time to even tell Bravo, listen, I don't want my family on the mm-hmm. show, because they already had issues.
Exactly.
And that's what Teresa's saying. She doesn't want them on The View.
Exactly.
She doesn't want to hash this out. Yeah, it's in front of an audience anyways on their show, but it's different than being on The View for 2 minutes. Like,
well, so
I actually get what she's saying.
Well, yeah, because her relationship with Joe and Melissa's been rocky the whole entire marriage. So why the hell would she want this publicized on national television?
And I actually get that.
I get it.
Also,
she felt betrayed.
It's one thing that, you know, it's one thing to tell Teresa, hey, we got this phone call. It's another thing to actually sign the dotted line and say, hey, you know, we're doing it, which I think
I know, but
Teresa was saying they signed on behind my back. So maybe they said something to Teresa, even though they let her know that they got the phone call, but maybe they said something to her that was maybe different than actually committing to do it. Like, maybe they're like, well, we're thinking about it, we got this phone call, and then they went ahead and did it, which, you know, regardless.
Yeah.
Which, the outcome basically, they didn't want her. I don't think Teresa wanted them on the show anyways. So.
Well, and then the other part of it, and in Kathy and Melissa's segment, Joy Behar was just like, look, here's what I think. I think that Teresa was top dog, basically. She was the center of attention. You guys came on, and you kind of took that away from her, and she doesn't like it. Like, what do you guys think about that? Do you think there's some truth to it?
Yeah, definitely.
That was her thing. This was her thing.
Yeah.
Caroline said it over and over again. The younger, skinnier version of you.
But you know what, Caroline? Whatever. Because when Dina was on the show, it's like, I don't know, how would it have been if Dina kept... if she kept her place on the show. She can't really comment on things like that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Because they did do it together, though.
Right. But and then Dina backed out. And there's no such thing. I mean, there's no stronger bond as sisterly bond, but no one could get down and dirty as sisters as well. So she can't really comment on saying, well, you know, everything's honky-dory and Melissa's a younger, skinnier, whatever, whatever. Because her sister opted out. Mm-hmm. But let's say Dina was still on the show and her drama with Dina was happening on the show. Then she would sympathize more with Teresa.
That's
Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, because everything's...
Her drama's happening behind the scenes with her and Dina.
That's
we know that there's drama,
that
but it's happening behind the scenes.
And they're making it very clear
Teresa's drama with Melissa and Kathy is happening on the scene.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
At the same
That's
time...
That's why I sympathize with Teresa a little bit now, because I actually kind of feel her.
And she exactly.
At the same time, I think, yeah, she probably didn't want them to steal her thunder. But, like, look who every single episode has been all about Teresa this season. Yeah. Like, look who we're talking about.
Well,
look who's
on the cover of these magazines. Against the housewives.
Yeah, but still, she kind of got what she wanted, you know?
I don't even think that was her goal to be like, I still want to be the center of attention. I think it was more of like, I don't want my family and my
to
blood.
Outshine me?
No, I think it was more of like, I don't want them to be under, like, scrutinized and have our beef exposed.
Saying, you know, family means everything to me. I think she's indirectly saying, bail out of the show. You know, get out of the show. If you guys want to save this this relationship and this family, leave. Then get out of the show. This was her show to
this
be
this is mine. You can have this opportunity
and
for me.
And it's just getting worse and worse and worse.
Have you guys noticed a difference in the way that Teresa handles herself? Because I remember seeing a couple reunions back where Andy would ask Teresa a question and she would answer the question, like, you know, with conviction. And now it's like any interview she does, it's like she acts as though she's being targeted or she acts as though she has to be defensive. Like she's stuttering and she doesn't know what to say.
Yeah.
And she just doesn't know how to hold her ground. And like, I'm just wondering if you guys, number one, have noticed that, number two, where that comes from. Like, is she insecure? Is she nervous? Is she scared?
She's not like the most well-spoken woman on television, but she wasn't as horrible as she is right now.
Well, I think she's under a microscope. Like, you know, she's got the three books and she's in all these gossip magazines and like she's the center of all the drama.
Yeah, but
right
the cookbooks is a good thing. The drama is her family against her and she throws punches too, but it's kind of like her brother calling her a bitch on national TV. That was wrong too, and we never brought that up for him calling her a bitch as well. That's unacceptable. And her sister-in-law and her cousin, and you know what, Richie doesn't like her. Richie admitted.
Nope.
So you're talking about four family members going at her. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's a lot.
You
that's
can see why she's acting the way she is now. I think this episode shows why you see that. I think the next episode, we also are going to see when Jacqueline and Teresa get into it. So that's predictions.
Right. Yes. And I think it's clearly sad how these women who are family, they are family related
family
by
grown-ass women.
Grown-ass women. They have not spoken since September.
I understand that. But money talks. So you can say family all day long, but if someone's
that's
giving you a
really
paycheck,
sad.
But you know what? They're all guilty.
And notice
of it.
You're saying family by blood, but family as far as like husband and wife, that's not going to get broken. You see how strong these women are and how loyal.
Exactly.
They'll be loyal to their husbands.
Exactly. Well, before we get to predictions, another thing that happened this weekend is Melissa, your favorite person. She debuted a new video, a new single called Rockstar. Melissa, do we have that? Can we play a little bit of that, Marissa?
Yeah, 1 second. Let me get that for you.
I'm going to go on a bathroom break real quick.
Oh,
I'm just kidding.
Ouch.
Take a shot.
And you know what was really cute is at the New Jersey party, Joe actually kind of introduced his wife in the new song. All right, so let's listen a little bit.
She looks like RuPaul. Right there. A little bit.
You say she looks like a tranny?
Just sounds like
I'm trying to see if I can feel it.
Say we're gonna break it down tonight. We came to shut it down. Turn the music up.
Look at Susan's face.
All right, let's get to the chorus.
Okay. Well, that was just a little snippet of Melissa Gorga's new
it's
song.
Not horrible, and I give her
rock
props
star
because I'm a big, huge. It's never too late to be what you might have been. However,
I agree. I think it's more for if you're in the club, you had a couple drinks, you're just like, you know,
or you're at a Gorga party,
fist pumping it up. You know,
but this is season two for her, and she jumped on the wagon to promote a.
Well,
a music
I don't blame her. I don't blame her. I mean, I think now is a perfect time if they want to like
Blackwater, Fabellini, Fabulous,
cookbooks, whatever
star.
You want to do. Like now is the time to like do whatever
Cafes.
You want to do. You know, look at Bethany. Bethany debuted her talk
show
but yesterday.
Bethany's sister wasn't on the show. And
true.
She,
Bethany
you know
has
I mean?
No family, so.
Ooh.
Sorry, Bethany. I mean, you know, whatever. But I'm just saying. So now's the time if they want to promote something.
No, I don't.
Do
I'm
it.
Not talking about the promoting. I'm just talking about how they kind of came in.
I have to say, the song sounded a lot better when Melissa wasn't singing along. I'm sorry. But when she was singing along to her own song at the party, she looked great doing it. She looked great doing it, but she was off on her own song. Or maybe she had a couple drinks, which I know I sound
I think
awful.
It was her sister singing
I sound
along.
Better when I drink.
karaoke. I thought it was her sister singing along.
Oh, well, some. Well, her lips were moving. Her lips were moving.
It's very. It's a little auto-tuned. It's, you know, it's very Britney Spears.
I love Britney.
I love me some Britney. Britney is auto-tuned, all right?
I don't care. Keep it real. I love Britney lip syncing. I like Britney bald. I like her knocked up.
I like Britney's vagina when she comes out of the door.
Don't you dare ever talk Britney.
Exactly. Britney, you want to come to the studio? All right, guys. I think it's time for predictions.
Predictions, Jacqueline and Teresa.
All right.
I think Caroline's going to leave
that
for this
season.
So,
what are we thinking for next? Do we think Jacqueline and Teresa, is it over for them?
I think you're going to see. I think this is the episode where you see why they weren't talking at the reunion.
That would be nice. Mm-hmm. I like that. What do you think?
I agree.
Let's see it.
I also think Caroline might leave after this season.
I don't disagree with you because I think at this point she's made her money. She's gotten her, you know.
She would only stay in it for the kids.
Celebrity. But why does she need to stay for the kids?
Blackwater. Yeah, and Blackwater. Ashley has her. Well, actually, I guess that's Jacqueline's daughter. But
it, will Jacqueline and Chris stay in it if Caroline? Because Caroline and Chris are.
I think the show could survive without Caroline. I do too.
It's definitely become Teresa's family.
The show could have legs without her. It started with Albie and Chris would still be on. Your boyfriend would still be on, girl.
Well, we should see
Caroline. But I think the show could survive without her.
I agree.
I just like her. I think they need at least someone. Well, I guess Kathy's kind of become the voice of reason, but.
Yeah.
She has.
In a more not so aggressive way, too.
Exactly. Yeah. In a little tender way.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, guys. Well, it looks like we're wrapping this up. We can't wait for another episode next week because, like, there's just too much juiciness. What do we have going on around the table? What do you got going on?
That's nothing.
Nothing?
My Celtics lost, man. I'm sad.
Where can everybody find
the Kings? I'm sad. Yeah, the Kings. Yeah. Adrian_Vero.
All right.
And you can find me at Giselle Ugardi. I also host Love in the Wild on Tuesdays. And I'm on a reality show tomorrow. My competition, we come down to top two. So,
YouTube.com/YouTube.com. Who's in the top two?
I can't tell you.
You can't tell us.
Okay. But I love the other two if it's not me.
It's going to be a surprise. Who's in the top two? You guys have to watch. Nice. Susan?
Susan Hahn. You can follow me on Twitter at It's Susan Hahn. And it's always been real.
Always.
And I'm Deanna Vaughn. You can find me on Twitter at GoToGirlTV. That's the number two. And you can also catch me on my website, GoToGirlTV.com. Tune in for lots of webisodes on where to find things on a great budget and all that kind of stuff, because I'm all over that stuff. And until then, we'll see you guys
next week.
Arrivederci.
Don't forget AfterBuzz and buy me a bra.
Cheerio, Mike.
32CCC.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.